Ford Motor Company has a new CEO. Yesterday, Bill Ford Jr. stepped down from the position. He's been replaced by Boeing executive Alan Mulally. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio has more.
Word of the change at the top of Ford began to trickle out late in the afternoon. By early evening, Ford had called a news conference to introduce its new chief executive officer.
The symbolism and the parallelism between Boeing and Ford just stood out, especially on the innovation and the global competition, and it was just compelling. It was just compelling from day one.
61-year-old Alan Mulally is widely credited with helping to turn around Boeing's commercial airplanes unit. As executive vice president, his successful efforts included making the company's manufacturing operations more efficient and streamlining Boeing's offerings from 14 types of airplanes down to just four. Mulally also played a key role in the company's development of the innovative 787 airliner. Bill Ford, who will continue as the automaker's chairman, says that's exactly the type of leadership the automaker needs.
Our team needs a steady hand from somebody who's been through turnarounds and knows what it takes and can say, you're on the right path, stick with it, it's going to work, or this isn't the way to go, let's refocus and go somewhere else.
Ford has suffered from sluggish sales and increased competition in recent years. The automaker posted losses of more than $1.4 billion in the first half of this year as it grappled with eroding market share and consumers' shift away from its profitable trucks. In January, Ford announced its Way Forward turnaround plan. The company says it will cut up to 30,000 jobs and close 14 plants in North America by 2012 in an effort to become more competitive and consistently profitable. And the automaker said earlier this summer that it's interested in speeding up the pace of those restructuring efforts. Industry consultant Charlie Hughes once headed up Mazda and Land Rover's North American operations. He says one of Mulally's first tasks should be streamlining Ford's worldwide product offerings down to just three brands.
They need to clear the deck so that they can position the Ford brand to be a true global rival to Toyota and step up and say, look, our goal is that we're going to become a better automotive brand than Toyota throughout the world.
Mulally says he was initially reluctant to accept Bill Ford's offer to become CEO after serving 37 years at Boeing. But he says he was eventually won over by the challenges the new job presents and by the similar status Ford and Boeing have in American business history.
I know this probably sounds kind of corny, but this is a United States icon. And Boeing's a United States icon. And some people believe that the United States can't compete in design and manufacturing of sophisticated products. And I personally think that we absolutely can.
Mulally says he understands the magnitude of changes ahead of him as he gets acquainted with Ford Motor Company culture. He says one of his first tasks as a new employee will be to trade in his Lexus for a new Ford. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.